Yeah, you bet, guys. Well, I started it off with the Jaguar F-Pace, and you might not be aware, but Jaguar, this is their first SUV in the marketplace. They've never had an SUV. Beautiful vehicle, going after BMW, Mercedes. Beautiful starting price as well, $40,997. That's actually affordable in that luxury category. Alfa is launching its all-new Giulia here. Ready for this? I know you guys would love to get behind the wheel. 505 horsepower, 0 to 60 in 3.8 seconds, 191 miles an hour. Incredibly fast vehicle. Let's take it to the domestic side. GMC is launching its all-new Canyon Denali. Most mid-sized pickup trucks are not premium. In fact, this is the first one, and that is the Canyon Denali, first-ever mid-sized premium pickup truck. Upscale trim level, chrome front grille, 20-inch wheels, all kinds of wonderful technology packed inside. No price yet, but it will go on sale sometime in 2016. Lincoln, keeping it on the domestic side, is launching its all-new MKZ. They announced that last night here in L.A., and it's following that same streamlined look and design from the Continental launched in New York last year. 3-liter turbo, wonderful car for consumers looking for an upscale luxury vehicle coming from a domestic brand. No price for that vehicle as well. Check this out. You know what? The compact SUV market continues to grow. It's up 11% year over year. The Mitsubishi Outlander Sport comes packed with technology, right around $20,000, redesigned exterior, redesigned interior, really gives consumers an affordable option on the SUV side. You guys are going to dig this. I'd love for you to see a video at some point, but Hyundai is actually not launching a vehicle. They are launching something called the Virtual Guide, the Hyundai Virtual Guide, replacing the owner's manual of a vehicle. So do away with the telephone book owner's manual that's inside of a vehicle. They're replacing it with an app. So you can basically sit in your vehicle, point your smartphone or tablet at the vehicle, and it will point out all the key features on your instrument cluster. Super cool technology. A couple others to throw at you guys really fast. Audi is launching its e-tron concept here. Let's put the car aside for a minute. It's going to be an electric vehicle. It's going to be incredible. It's going to get more range than a Tesla. But Audi executives are telling us that by 2025, they expect almost 30% of their vehicles to be electric. And better than that, they're going to launch an all-new fast-charging network capable of charging a vehicle in 30 minutes. You'll probably see those nationwide at Audi dealers. A lot of great news here, guys.
Mike, if you were looking at trends in the auto industry, what would you identify now?
Yeah, so definitely the compact sport utility market is where it's at, like the Kia Sportage that's being launched here at the show. Never before been seen, but, you know, here's a compact SUV. It's the fastest-growing segment in the market right now. Like I noted earlier, up 11%. And I think the other trend that you're seeing, I noted the two vehicles at the beginning, the Fiat. There's a Fiat, there's an Alfa, and then there's a Jaguar. These are European brands coming across the ocean, making their way here to the U.S., and they're definitely aspirational vehicles that consumers will be interested in.
Any sighting there of a smaller Tesla, more of a, you know, a smaller sedan or maybe an SUV?
You know, Range Rover is actually launching its Range Rover Evoque. It's an SUV. It's their small entry-level SUV, but it's a convertible. Super cool technology where you have the ability to now have an SUV that is a convertible. Gives you that nice ride height, but also allows for you to throw that top back and enjoy the sun.
What about concepts? Anything that, I know you mentioned the Audi, but anything else that we might see on the road in 3 or 4 years?
Definitely. Right now, and this is a really cool vehicle to talk about, one thing Mini's doing here at the show this year, and they're debuting the all-new 2016 Mini Convertible. They're taking kind of that historical throwback look. So for some of the older folks listening that enjoy some of the nostalgic vehicles of the past, Mini is launching their all-new convertible with that throwback look, nostalgic Caribbean aqua color, malt leather interior, really giving consumers something fun to look at and drive. Definitely you'll see it on the road in the very near future.
Mike, we're familiar with the North American International Auto Show in Detroit. Of course, they've got the glamour and the glitz. Is Los Angeles along the same lines?
We're in Tinseltown, right? So You definitely have the same type of glamour and glitz. It's a heavy concept show here in Los Angeles, and they definitely focus on also bringing vehicles that will be showcased and debuting in the next year. So consumers can come to the LA Auto Show and really get a chance to see vehicles that will be on the market in 2016 and into 2017. Detroit's still the biggest show next to Frankfurt in the world. so you'll see more traffic around that show. It's a big international show, but L.A. kicks it off. There's four big auto shows, L.A., Detroit, Chicago, New York, and L.A. really starts the season off for us.
How long does this show run in L.A.?
This show will run until after Thanksgiving. It's a nice, long show. Of course, we're at Media Days today and tomorrow, and then it opens to consumers on Friday.
Sounds great. Mike Caudill, if people want to check out more, where's a good place for them to see some of these vehicles if they're not traveling to Los Angeles this week?
Yeah, you bet. You can go to the LA Auto Show website. I think it's laas.com. That's the LA Auto Show website. And just follow the news threads that are out there right now. There's lots of information that will be coming out at the end of today in the auto industry.
That sounds great. We appreciate your time this morning, Mike. Thanks for sharing it with us.
Thanks, guys. Have a great day.